Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually control the content. Submit what you want. If you find something online that you think is fun, interesting, useful, outrageous, whatever you think our listeners and we would enjoy, you submit it over as show prep at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page. And when you go to freetalklive.com, clicking the upcoming stories page is one of the most important things you can do on the site, because everybody that submits things to the site, they go to the upcoming stories page first. They then wait on the upcoming stories page until they receive enough votes to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website. So the upcoming stories page is where all the first action has to happen in order for something to get out of that page and be seen by more people. So go and get interactive. You can submit stories. You can vote on them. Vote up the ones you like. Vote down the ones you don't like. Or just ignore the ones you don't like. You can do it how you want over at freetalklive.com and influence the stuff that we talk about on the airwaves. Of course, the best way to influence it is to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, then you can really get on and talk about what you want in your own words, and you can have an interactive conversation with
us. Give the number again. I messed it up.
855-450-3733. Brad is with us this evening. And, Brad, you brought something in about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that for a little while looked like things were going in the right direction, in that a lower court had overturned, or they placed an injunction against the provisions that in the NDAA that basically authorize indefinite detention.
Right. I've been coming in every other Thursday, and the last two times that I've come in and joined you guys on the air, I've brought up the NDAA because I truly believe this is the biggest threat to the Constitution and to our liberty in my lifetime.
It's a mess.
It truly is. It's sad that our state of affairs has gotten to be this way, but it is. And essentially what the NDAA is a bill that provides funding for the Defense Department, but it included a provision.
And they do it just about every year or every
right,
other
it's
year.
Right, it's a standard thing. But
that's why there's been so many NDAAs.
Right. In 2012, actually it was 2011 when this was proposed, they included this provision, Section 1021, which essentially allows for the indefinite military detention of anybody who, fights against the United States and the war on terror, or, substantially supports associated forces. And what happened was a bunch of journalists sued in order to stop this because the law is so vague as to what
substantial support.
Right.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Right. I mean, I brought this up last time on the air. Here on Free Talk Live, we may talk about an issue such as indefinite detention, and, by us calling into question whether or not this is a wise thing for the government to do, are we substantially supporting people who are against the United States? I mean,
we've been called traitors on the air more than once.
Sure, they could make an argument for it.
Right. I mean, speaking out against the government is dangerous.
All they have to do is convince a government judge.
No, they don't, because the NDAA doesn't allow you to go in front of a government judge. And this is basically the president determining that you have... president would determine that you...
Well, they'd convince the judge after. I see what you're saying. You're saying that in order to take you into indefinite detention, they don't have to go to a judge.
Exactly.
But if you did somehow manage to challenge it after the fact, then it would go to a judge, and they'd have to convince him to keep you there, right?
Or maybe. Okay. I mean, it's very vague right now.
Or they
now.
Could just say, well, he's a suspected enemy combatant, so he doesn't deserve a court.
Right. It's no more citizenship
they
for you.
They indefinitely detain you.
Yeah.
Right. So when you think no due process, you're in a black hole.
Right. The habeas corpus. Promised to you by the Magna Carta, written in the 13th century. Yeah.
Probably the highest level of appeal you would have is to an army colonel or Navy captain, as far as the installation commander, regarding your confinement. You would
the
not
installation
get to
of the place where you are confined.
Right, and you won't know where you are. But
the warden.
Anyway, so this article came out, it's actually a blog, but it came out in response to the appeals court. It's called the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, and what they did was they lifted a judicial injunction that a judge issued that blocked the federal government. This one judge blocked the entire federal government and the president from enforcing Section 1021. And
her reasoning was what you were talking about was this phraseology, this
right. No one knows.
Concept of what is this support, right? What is substantial support?
Right, and these journalists would go over and do go over, and they speak to people whom the government terms as terrorists.
Right, and well, 60 Minutes last night, or you know, last week, this gal who had been kidnapped in Egypt, I can't remember her name, I don't know these reporters' names, and I'm sorry, but she interviewed some guy from the Taliban in a vehicle and had his face, you know, changed with some kind of beard and, you know, changed his voice or whatever, but she interviewed the enemy.
Yes.
And this is what a reporter's supposed to do. They're supposed
get
to
the
get
story.
Information. She has provided a net positive to the United States of America by providing the government with whatever this guy has said, whether that's a lie or the truth or whatever. They've got the video to take a look. She's provided a net positive to human existence. And
the state would make is that she has provided the terrorists an outlet for their spreading their propaganda.
Well, they certainly could.
Therefore, it's substantial support. Take her away.
That's what the journalists are afraid of. Yeah. I would say that the fact that there are people willing to risk their lives to put themselves in situations to speak with people who do things that could be classified as against the United States or classified as violent, I think it's important that there are reporters willing to sit down and talk to these people, because it allows the message to return to the American public, who then can have a more reasoned opinion when they...
Right, that's why it's a danger to the state.
Exactly.
They don't want that information getting out. They don't want people to actually be able to identify with these so-called terrorists as fellow human beings who have a legitimate grievance.
Yes. Step down for a second and realize what the rhetoric of the founding documents say. This is supposed to be a republic of the people, by the people, for the people. How can I, as the highest decision maker in the republic, a voter, how can I make the proper... I'm only talking about their rhetoric.
In theory. Yeah.
How can I make the proper decision on who's supposed to be the commander-in-chief and who's supposed to be my senators and representatives if I don't even know all this information? How can I possibly make an informed decision if the government has everything secret?
You can't. And that is why...
It doesn't matter anyway. It's only Romney and Obama.
Yeah,
so what are you going to do?
Well, there's some third-party people
it's
you
true.
Can vote for. Him.
It's true.
So let me
Gary
begin.
Johnson probably make a better president than any of them.
I agree with you. I'm just telling you what their perspective is, right?
Let me start into this.
They would like you to believe it's only Romney and Obama.
The appeals panel undermines free speech victory over NDAA. The government is still allowed to lock up American citizens indefinitely inside military facilities, thanks to a ruling this week by a panel of three Second Circuit appeal judges who granted a stay against a lower court ruling that a controversial section of the National Defense Authorization Act is unconstitutional. Soon after the law was signed on New Year's Eve last year, it was challenged in federal court by seven journalists and activists, including Chris Hedges, Noam Chomsky, and Daniel Ellsberg, who argued that the vague and sweeping language of the law violates their freedom of speech and right to due process. Judge Catherine Forrest agreed and struck down the law in a lengthy opinion last month, but government lawyers immediately sought and received a temporary emergency stay on the ruling.
This lady is never going to get a promotion.
Well, I mean, as we talked about last 2 weeks ago,
she was appointed by the Obama.
She was appointed by President Obama.
Yeah.
So this is someone who
probably didn't make this decision himself. I mean, she's just a lower court judge, right?
Well, typically what happens is the highest ranking senator from the party that the president is a member of gets to make. Suggestions, it's some sort of senatorial privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically, you know, they're appointed. Same thing for federal marshals, the U.S. Marshal, the senior senator does the same thing. But this judge, appointed by President Obama, put an injunction in place to stop the government from doing this, and this article continues on about how they lifted it.
And she stopped him for what, about 2 weeks?
About 2 weeks.
Says it's back. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And will it go to the Supreme Court? We'll find out. More coming up. You can take control, share your thoughts, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill?
$18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you all the features and you can enjoy them on us. If you like the show, though, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll find different things like web graphics and free bumper sticker. There's a bunch of different stuff there that you can utilize to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world at promote.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, you got to get together with other people that think as you do. And some people, it's been a long time coming. There's a gentleman who just made the move up to your part of New Hampshire, Brad, up to the Lancaster area. And he's been planning this move for probably about a decade.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's awesome.
Yeah, nice guy. He's been one of those guys that's been hanging out on the forums for many, many, many years. And he finally was able to make it happen. And for a little while there, it was looking like it wasn't going to. And I guess something changed where it was possible for him. And he just made the move this past weekend, I think. So pretty. That's got to be a really exciting time for somebody. Having built up and built up and built up and, you know, watched all these other people move, and you know, having been paying attention to the scene and all the activism that's going on up here, and then finally to be able to come in on all of it, it's got to be pretty exciting.
It's a big change, and it should not be entered into lightly.
So go to freestateproject.org if you understand the ideas of liberty, if you get it when it comes to being free, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. You're willing to do that, and you're willing to get active, go to freestateproject.org and get on up here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom listening in Detroit. We can hear a little more about the NDAA here in moments. But, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Hey, this is the first time I've watched you on the LRN video streaming, which is kind of neat.
Very good, sir.
I'm working on my computer, and I've got you guys going in the side here and listening to you. But anyway, first off, I'm sure, I don't know, maybe you guys watched the debate last night?
Hell no.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I did just for curiosity. I'm 51 years old, and in the past, I just never watched any of it. But I just wanted to see what took place. And of course, they both sounded exactly the same, in my opinion.
Oh, sure.
And I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I've been a libertarian if I ever voted, because again, as some of my friends have said, voting is immoral, which I tend to agree. But anyway,
if I did
vote, I would vote libertarian to at least get the numbers up. I knew they would never win. But this time, and everyone I've talked to, and they all think I'm a little bit loony, but everybody I've spoken with, I say vote for Obama. And they
vote
say,
for Obama.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. And they say, what are you, nuts? I said, listen. We need to drive this bus off the cliff. The bottom line is right now, you guys obviously are familiar with the QE3 that just took place. They're diluting our currency again.
This is quantitative easing 3. It's actually could be called quantitative easing infinity because it is an influx of $40 billion into the economy through the purchase of distressed mortgages from banking institutions through the Federal Reserve.
But isn't the suggestion in your statement that somehow Mitt Romney won't be driving the bus off the cliff?
Well, my worry is, and I am super invested right now in physical silver, and in the commodities, and I'm hedging myself with also a put in the commodities. We're not going to get into all that, but anyway, my worry is that if Romney gets elected, it will make people think again that okay, we might just have a chance, and it just puts it off. And my worry is this: I'm 51. I look back. I'm from Germany, and I look back at my relatives, and I look at videos or movies or things that we see where people are very old. When a war or a depression happens, and the old really suffer. And I don't want to wait until I'm 75 or 80 until the poop hits the fan. I want to get it done now. And if we vote for Obama, we're off the cliff faster.
Well, I've got to say that this is, this is what voters do, right? They vote their interest because what you're claiming is what the motive behind your vote is suffering for people. And no. What your claim is that the suffering is going to come earlier, it's going to come later, but we don't know. So your vote is for sooner suffering, and I can't vote that way, man. That's just wrong.
But it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's inevitable, I'm sorry.
Well, some people might come to the ideas of liberty and see what is coming down the pipe if they're given more time to find this out, and you're taking that time away from them.
Well, tell me a little more, Tom, about what is it you see happening exactly. When you say going off the cliff, I mean, give me more. What does that mean?
All right. Well, again, with the quantitative easing 3 now, and maybe 4, or who knows what, or they claim that they're printing up $40 billion a month.
Right.
I'm in the circle a little bit of some very knowledgeable people that are retired and paid attention and literally read the papers and information from around the world, whether it be Israel or China, or they have all day to do this. And it's amazing the facts that I've learned. And we are heading, the world right now is heading for a collapse. It's coming. It can't, we are so far, everyone, the socialism has just taken us to the brink. So we need to get it over with. I don't want to suffer. And here's the other thing that I really wanted to talk about on the same vein.
Well, in a moment, you can get to that in just a moment. But I still, you know, the suggestion being that somehow Romney is going to stop the flow of blood a little bit, or that you believe that people believe that about him, and that's why you're advocating Obama. You don't really think that, right? Like, you don't think that Romney is in any way, shape, or form going to slow this down or would somehow stop QE3?
No, he's just going to, what's going to happen is perhaps the Republicans and some of the business folks are going to feel a little bit more at ease, and things are just going to be, they're going to be postponed again, and things will pick up. And just like, you know, here, I'm going to give you one. Today, I get home, I get mail. I was unemployed for a while, and I was receiving unemployment. I know, but you know what? I paid into it. So anyway.
You did.
Yeah, it's insurance. And I don't have
a
problem with
today,
it.
Today I get this amazing insurance.
Hey, I say take the money from the government. I mean, who cares? I like Rich Paul's viewpoint that if you can get these thugs to give you a check, and you can use that check against them, there's nothing wrong with that.
But here's the amazing part. In Michigan, we supposedly went over the numbers of the extended. It used to be like 99 weeks, then they could cut it off. Well, lo and behold, right before the election today, I get mail that says, oh, you qualify again. Obama took care of you, and he extended
Obama's
it again.
Sent you a check.
They're Bush buying it. It's just ridiculous, you know? So again, we're heading for the cliff.
Okay.
But
so hold on. So we're heading for a financial cliff is the claim, and we don't know it. We just believe it, and I believe it with you. All right. Now, what your claim is that one guy will extend the period of time of the financial cliff, maybe beyond your death, maybe into your old age. We don't know, and the other guy won't. Is the suggestion? Now,
yeah, he'll hasten it up.
Your death is inevitable. Why don't you just go ahead and hasten it?
No, this is, listen, I'm on the prepper side, okay?
I hear you, but this is unfair to do to people. I mean, okay, so a vote's immoral if you have immoral intent, and you've got immoral intent.
Why not go all the way? Why not start snitching out on neighbors too? I mean, if you really want to crank up the police state,
go to work for the government and really, you know, pump up the program.
Stand by, Tom. We'll bring it back in a moment. You can bring it. Yep, hang on. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-453.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring us anything you want, or not. You can sit there and listen too. 855-450-FREE, as most of you will do. 1-855-450-3733. But you are always welcome to join the conversation and take it in whatever direction would please you. 855-450-FREE is the number, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And head over there and enjoy all the features. By the way, we've got a webcam. Our last caller mentioned he was watching on the webcam. And that is cam.freetalklive.com. That's great. He's still on hold. The cam.freetalklive.com is where you can go to see that. You can actually interact with other listeners at the same time as the chat room is built in the same page right below the cam. The chat room's down there. So go ahead and go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins. If you're worried about the impending collapse, one way to put your, I don't know what this collapse is going to look like, but if the internet still survives, then one way to store your value is with bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency that allow you to, they're a peer-to-peer and open source. They allow you to send and receive money without paying any fees, and they're completely independent of currencies like the US dollar or the euro or whatever. And you can get a free wallet at blockchain.info. So go find out about the Bitcoin at weusecoins.org and go get your free wallet at blockchain.info.
We've got Tom on the line in Detroit, and Tom is he is postulating an idea that has been put forth a few times in the past on this program, and it is essentially that one must advocate for and vote for the increase of tyranny in order to move quicker toward liberty. The suggestion being that, there may be something to this position, as things get worse, people are more likely to discover the ideas of liberty, because if people are fat and happy and, they're comfortable, then they're not so likely to actually do something, even if they do know that something is wrong. They're not as likely to even know something's wrong, but if they finally do figure it out because, one of their loved ones has been aggressed against, or the currency has collapsed, or whatever, traumatic, awful thing has happened, that therefore they'll be more likely to embrace the ideas of liberty, and by moving towards tyranny sooner, we'll move toward liberty sooner. That's basically the suggestion. And he's brought it up in the context of the presidential election, which really makes the conversation pointless because, as you've pointed out, Mark, your vote doesn't count in the presidential election in any way, shape, or form.
Well, so it's highly unlikely that you're going to cast the deciding vote in one of the 57 different elections that go on.
It's unlikely you'll cast the vote in even in your county. But look, so you've got that factor that, you know, it doesn't even count. Your vote doesn't count in the first place. But the suggestion is that somehow one of these presidential candidates matters, or one is better or worse than the other. He's suggesting that the people he talks to might believe that Romney is better, and so he advocates that they vote for Obama instead, so as to hasten this up. But we had asked Tom right before we went to break, why doesn't he go ahead and, you know, snitch people out? I mean, if the idea is to make the state worse, so therefore people will come to liberty sooner, why not take some direct action? I mean, forget about this voting thing. You can't really do anything at a federal level with voting. I mean, Tom, are you going to also advocate that people vote for the worst candidates in all local races as well?
Well, you know, first off, with the snitching out, that is such a different it has nothing to do with what I'm speaking of. And believe me, I'm coming from a perspective. I had a big portion of my family stuck on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And I've actually been there when it was still the Iron Curtain, went across with the train, with the dogs and the guards. So believe me, I'll give you a quick story of snitching. My father was rolling a video camera of my grandfather's smoking some eels. They were all fishermen, and they had all the fish that they caught were supposed to be given up at the port, and then, you know, they were able to buy back at a fair price from the government their, you know, whatever they wanted. But of course, the fishermen had their secret little holes in their ships or in their boats. And my grandfather was smoking some eel. My dad opened up the door and was recording it with a movie camera, and my grandfather came unglued because of the fact that, yes, somebody could snitch on him and he could go to prison for this. So I'm not coming from that perspective, and I don't feel that to be a fair analogy of what I'm speaking.
It's just boiling it down, though. I mean, if you're voting for somebody like Romney or Obama, you're advocating for more arrests of peaceful people. You're just not directly causing it.
Well, you know, I wrote down some notes while I was on the break, and
Before you go to your note, I did ask you a question, and that was, yeah. No, I didn't go all the way to the, I didn't go all the way to the snitching. I just suggested that. My question was, what about local elections? Should you also vote for the clear worst candidate in those elections?
I don't even bother with it because, again, I feel like you guys do. I don't believe in government at all.
For people to vote for Barack Obama.
He's not taking a very strong position here.
I'm not saying what you would do. You're saying other people should do this because you believe that it would make things worse faster. So do you believe that's true on the local level as well? Should the worst candidates locally be voted for?
No. I understand where you're going on this, but I really like to stick with this particular election.
Okay. No problem. You move on then.
And I want to actually say, just like your commercial just now on Bitcoins, and you mentioned preparing for the collapse. Why? I mean,
talking about it. I'm wrapping it in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the entire idea, I wish I could pick up my stuff and move to New Hampshire right now. I want to be around people that are like-minded because this is coming. And I want to be around preppers that have gold and silver that we can actually trade. This fiat money is useless. So I'm totally on board with everything you guys say. I'm probably more conservative than most. I don't believe in any.
I'm not a conservative.
What's that?
I'm not a conservative. I believe in personal freedom.
Right. Well, that I consider that to be conservative. I consider a conservative to be someone that is exactly that, personal freedom.
Most people who call themselves conservatives would not want personal freedom for other people because they might smoke some drugs or have some sex with somebody that they don't want them to have sex with. So you're saying that your kind of conservatism is socially conservative, or excuse me, not socially conservative, but socially liberal?
No. No. I guess by conservatism, whatever, the word's tough right now. No, I mean this. I know what my budget is in my household, okay? And I don't go over budget. And that's
okay.
What I mean by
that. So you're a fiscal conservative, but how do you feel having sex with people of the same gender?
I don't care. That's their business. Okay. It, just like marriage.
Well, a lot of conservatives care about that. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's not get off topic.
Maybe you're more of a liberty-minded person than you think, than a conservative.
Yeah. All right, well, and I really want to bring this up on the same vein. I just listened to an extremely informative video of a gentleman that lives in China. He's an American. He has American family here. And he's talking about how, check this out for a second, we owe $16-plus trillion.
Whoa, 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 whoa. When did I start owing that money? I never signed that agreement.
I agree with you. Trust me, I understand. But our government does, and we live.
Well, I don't consider it my government because I didn't elect them. But
your
anyway,
government does.
I get your point. Those guys do. I don't.
Check this out. With the QE3 and the next whatever beyond spending, they are pretty wise to what they're doing. They are diluting our currency right now.
Mm-hmm.
We owe $16 trillion in the actual U.S. dollar. I just went out and bought myself a $23,000 van a couple of days ago. I needed to upgrade a work van. Now, imagine if the money is diluted to the point where it costs $1,000 to buy a pack of cigarettes. Well, gee, if I'm actually conservative and I hoard gold and silver, I can turn that around and I can pay off my $23,000 van like
in a heartbeat.
Nothing.
That's absolutely true.
Well, your job will probably catch up to some extent, too. I mean, you know, this is what happened in the Weimar Republic is people were getting paid, what, twice a day in order to be able to go home and buy bread
right.
with wheelbarrows full of money. So the chances are that you'll be able to pay off your, you know, your real value, your real capital, the van, quite quickly in an economy like that.
Tom, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man.
That's why it would not be beneficial for those in power. Those in power do make are related to or, you know, have interest in people that make cars and, you know, ship oil and things like that. So those people are not going to be wanting to crash the economy. The question is, how long can they keep the balls in the air?
Well, the federal government has unfunded liabilities of $84 trillion.
Yep.
It can't be that much longer.
We'll see. They've managed to keep the balls in the air for quite a while.
The Ultra Bears have been saying this for decades.
Yep. 1-855-453. They got some tricks up their sleeve, that's for sure. It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over on our website, freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. The mobile site, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. I updated the mobile sites today, actually, for Free Talk Live and for LRN.fm with the brand new Listen Lines phone number. So it's another way you can get quick access to the Listen Lines number. We gave out the number earlier tonight, but if you missed it, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com, and it is right there on the mobile page. You can just click it on your phone. It'll dial it up and pull up Free Talk Live anytime. It's constantly streaming. You can just tune in over your phone. That's one of the ways to do it. Of course, the mobile site also has links to our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show in streaming format, which, of course, will sound a lot better. Certainly, the broadband and midband ones will sound better than the regular phone lines. It's all there, and it's all free for you at m.freetalklive.com. Unless, of course, calling long distance isn't free for you. You should probably know what your phone's calling plan is before you do that.
You should probably know that anyway.
You probably should. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Any further comments on this this strategy? Brad, I mean, Mark was kind of pretty much dominating that conversation, as was I. You didn't really get a chance to jump in with that call. On this issue of let's make things worse before they get better, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think President Obama is both worse and better than Mitt Romney. And I think... You know, I've heard this argument made before, but I don't think it's really necessary to increase tyranny in order to try to have more liberty. I mean, government, putting a lot of hope in the fact that government will collapse on itself quicker while you have to deal with the consequences of making it bigger, is just not something that seems wise to me.
When you were saying that, I was realizing that this is kind of the position of the hopeless, right? Like, the position that the gentleman on the phone was taking is the position that it makes sense from his perspective, right? He feels like he can't get to New Hampshire. He said that. So he knows.
He also sees an impending crisis, and I see one too.
And so he's of that perspective. He feels like he's stuck where he is. He feels like things are getting much worse, and he knows that votes are useless, certainly at the federal level. So screw it. Why not vote for the worst guy and bring on the end? We're screwed.
Right.
But we're not screwed here in New Hampshire, because we have liberty-minded people moving here every single month to get active, to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. We've gotten people elected.
And it takes time to get this done.
Right. Laws have been changed in a positive direction. The budget budget has been reduced. We've got a robust civil disobedience movement compared to anywhere else in this country.
Plus, what about that extra time that I have in order if this collapse is coming? And he says he's a prepper. So let's. What about this time that I might have to put away more MREs and more AK-47 rounds and more 22 long rounds or whatever it is that one might prep? More bottles of scotch, because I think that that'd be a real commodity when the big one comes. Mm. You know, more crossbow bolts, if you read this.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Buckyballs. Toilet paper.
Buckyballs. Yeah, you can have some buckyballs. Whatever it is that you need. What about that time that I need? Why in the world? I mean, is that not aggression to vote that I don't have that much time in order to put this together? It's aggression. Yeah. It's an aggressive thing.
If you're voting for
do.
Violence, that is immoral.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got tweeters here saying the voting for anything is aggression, and I think that's just poppycock. It's
ridiculous.
It can't be backed up, but, you know, we've discussed it many times here on the air. Yep. I'm open to the idea. I have yet to have anyone convince me that voting against tyranny is somehow aggression.
Well, what about a vote to completely eliminate the government? Technically, that would have some aggression involved in it because the money to buy the forms, to pay the Secretary of State, comes from somewhere.
They're putting the ballots out there already. The ballot exists.
The money's been stolen.
The simple fact that I'm going to put a check mark on it, it's going to be thrown away anyway if I don't put a check mark on it.
You know, there was a little bit more on the NDAA thing, and maybe we can touch on that. But, Mark, you've got some breaking news out of Honduras.
Yeah, it looks like that the Free Cities Project has been ruled by a panel of the Supreme Court to be unconstitutional. I'm going to read it here and try to get it. It's not over, but it's certainly a bump on the road. The Constitutional Chamber of Honduras's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that privately run cities in the Central American country would be unconstitutional, threatening a project to build model cities within their own with their own police, laws, government, and tax systems. The five-judge panel voted 4-1 in a ruling that goes against the Honduran government and the country's elite. Is what CBSNews.com here says. Because the decision is not unanimous, the case now goes on to the full 15-member Supreme Court, which is expected to take it up within 10 days.
Oh, wow. Damn, that's fast.
The constitutional judges argued that foreign investment expected to received by the state of Honduras implies transferring national territory, which is expressly prohibited by the Constitution. The cities project, the Free Cities Project, is put under the Model Cities Program, which is actually part of the Constitution. So I'm very interested in this. Now, I don't know anything about the Honduran Constitution other than what I've read and experienced in the last few weeks over this the Free Cities Project, but by Grupo MGK. But you know, it's a bump in the road, no doubt.
So within the next couple of weeks, we'll have a full Supreme Court of Honduras ruling on this matter.
Yeah, I'm very interested in how Michael Strung's going to deal with this.
That's the guy behind MGK Group.
That's right, Grupo MGK, yeah. Something like that.
It's a great idea. I mean, for those that hadn't heard, to build a model city essentially, and have the government of Honduras in this case stay hands off.
Yep. Basically building a Hong Kong is what his idea was, to build a Hong Kong of the West.
Yeah,
you know, a place that would use best practices from governments, you know, here in the West, and you know, use.
It would have to be built to be attractive to people to come there, and because it's a risky endeavor right up front, and apparently it might not even happen at this point.
It might not. This is the tough thing with the freedom. None of these countries want to give it up. I mean, here's some forest land that somebody's going to build a city that's going to bring prosperity to the nation, but oh no, it's bad! I mean, they're still misreporting this Guarafina thing, which is a non-indigenous group of people that they're calling indigenous, and claiming that this would be built on their land, which is going to be built nowhere near their land, according to Michael Strong, the guy who's in charge of this.
So it's not, but this decision does not bode well for the full court. I guess we'll find out more in due time. So Brad, anything else regarding the NDAA? Speaking of courts in this country, the NDAA just recently upheld by a panel of the appeals court.
Yeah, this is
and indefinite detention along with it.
Just a few more paragraphs to round it out. This article it's a blog talking about the Second Circuit Court of Appeals overruling a federal court injunction that would prohibit the United States military from blackbagging people. And not bringing them to court. To go on, the appeals panel listed several reasons for granting the stay this week. Firstly, the explicit confirmation by the government in its motion for a stay that, based on their stated activities, plaintiffs, journalists, and activists are in no danger whatsoever of ever being captured and detained by the U.S. military.
So the government's argument, and remember the concern from the journalists was that they might be arrested under the NDAA and held indefinitely because of giving substantial support to the so-called terrorists. That's the reason they filed this. And so basically the government's response was, oh, we wouldn't do that.
Right. And
just trust us.
Well, the what's interesting, the next sentence says that explicit commitment had been conspicuously absent in arguments before the lower court. The panel reasoned that although the NDAA allows for the indefinite detention of citizens without civil trial...
So they didn't make that argument until they lost.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although it allows for the indefinite detention of citizens without civil trial, it doesn't affect our rights because it says it doesn't.
Let's go to the phones. We got Jason on the line. Listen, just trust them. They're your government. Jason is listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS on FM. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just I heard you mention, I listen to the show off and on. I'm in law enforcement, and you were talking about New Hampshire. I just recently been on the website. I can't remember the website, but it was, I believe it was maybe 100 reasons to live in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, Free State Project. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was impressive, and but my wife and I, our children are also homeschooled, and I know homeschooling's big in New Hampshire, but basically just, you know, I was impressed with it. It's a great site. And then, you know, some of the reasons to live in New Hampshire, it's good to see that there is a state out there that really tries, you know, to give you a little bit of freedom.
So, yeah, they're not completely insane in New Hampshire, just a little bit.
Yeah.
They're still hurting peaceful people. Their law enforcement officers are still arresting peaceful people, and I hope that you will have joined, if you haven't already, law enforcement against prohibition and come out on the side of freedom.
Please, come on up to New Hampshire. We need good liberty-oriented law enforcement here.
That's for sure. And, Jason, I wish we had more time to talk to you. Feel free to call in any time. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.